बोलने में तो ज्यादा अभ्यास नहीं, इंग्लिश बोले ये लोग भी समझेगा इंग्लिश। मुनयो साधु पृष्ठोहम भवद्भिः लोकमंगलम जस्कृतः कृष्ण संपर्श जीनात्मा सुप्रसीदति। मैं ये दे क्वेश्चन वॉज पुट बिफोर सुतपश्यामि that after Krishna's departure from this world to his own abode, where the responsibility was given for religious propaganda. So it was Krishna Sankarsana. Question about Krishna. And the question was the religious principle, where did it rest? Because religion means the law of God. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. As you cannot manufacture law at home, the law is enunciated in the legislative assembly of the power. Not that you can manufacture law in your home or in your office or in a big conference. No. Similarly, the word dharma, religion, is explained in the English dictionary, a sect of faith, and people have interpreted in a different way that I can manufacture my own way of religion. It is going on very strong nowadays by some missionary sect, Jatama Tatopat. As many ways there are, they are all perfect. Somebody says that to cut throat is my religion. That is also accepted. But that is not religion. Religion means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. What is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or what is ordained by the Supreme Authority, that is dharma. Therefore, in the next verse, it is explained, Sabai Pumsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Rabho Kaji Ahoy Tukya Apati Hata Jayatma Suprasidati. If you want actual peace, Atma Suprasidati, then you have to accept Paro Dharma. Paro means supreme or superior. There are two kinds of dharmas, Paro and Aparo. Apara means this material world. Bhumi rapa nalo bhagu, thangamana buddhi reva cha. there are two natures, one spiritual nature and one material nature. People do not understand what is spiritual nature, but Krishna explains very nicely, and one can understand very easily what is spiritual nature and what is material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the matter, five elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, ego, these are material nature. Prakriti ne bhinna asadha. Aparayam. Then Krishna says, this is apara. Apara means inferior. Humirapanalobayo. The modern scientists or philosophers, they are engaged in studying this inferior nature. They have no information on the superior nature. But Krishna says that these five elements, eight elements, five gross and three subtle. The mind is also material. Khangamana buddhi. These are material. People think that mental speculation, poetry, philosophy, that is spiritual. No. So long the subject matter is material, the concoction of the mind, speculation of the mind, the so-called philosophy, is also material. When mind is engaged at the lotus feet of the Lord, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sabai Manak Krishna Padaravinda, when the mind is fixed up in the lotus feet of the Lord, then the words are used, the vibration of the tongue used, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanuvanta. Then the words are utilized for describing about the spiritual world. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. There is no kuntha, anxiety. That is spiritual world. When you become spiritualized, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, there is no more kuntha. This is the sign of becoming Brahma Bhuta. At the present moment, we are Jiva Bhuta. Manasasthani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karsati. Therefore, our struggle for existence is with the mind and the six senses. But when your existence is spiritualized, then Brahma Bhuta, you have no more anxiety. That is the fact. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na sochati na prasannatma means na sochati na kankati. We have got two diseases in the material world. One is sochati and the other is kankati. The things which we haven't got, we desire to possess, kankati. And the things which we possess, it will be spoiled. It will be lost. Chanaka Pandit says that everything in this material world is temporary. Smaro nittam anitrata. So when we engage our mind in these temporary things, there is sochana and akanka. And when we are elevated to the spiritual platform, Then there is no more sochana and akanka. This is the symptom. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na srutasi na kankati samasarvesu bhutesu. At that time, it is possible to re-establish samatha. We are very much anxious to re-establish our universal brotherhood. But from the material platform, it is not possible. Unless we come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta, we cannot expect samasarvesu bhutesu. Pandita samadarshan, these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So considering from all this point of view, Bhagavan Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is teaching us that paro dharma. We have distinguished para na para, aparayam, the material elements, mind, intelligence and ego, they are all material, apara. Itasu vidhi me prakritim para, jiva bhuta mahabhav, jayadam dhagati yagat. So we have to come to that as a spiritual platform, Brahma bhuta platform, samasarvesu bhutesu. That is wanted. That kind of religious system is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, paro dharma. And others, they are aparo dharma, apara, inferior. Therefore, one Vrindavan Das Thakur, a great Vaishnava Acharya, he has said, ये पृथ्वी पे जहाँ किचु धर्मों नामे चौले भागवत कहे ताहा परिपूर्ण चौले पृथ्वी पे अपॉन द सर्फेस ऑफ द अर्थ देयर आर मेनी सिस्टम ऑफ रिलीजन जहाँ किचु धर्मों नामे चौले तो व्हाट इज दैट भागवत कहे ही डज नॉट से But he says on the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is scholarship. A scholar will not speak anything as he is thinking, no. He will give authoritative quotation to support. That is Vedic system. When you support your proposition with the Vedic version, then it is accepted. Otherwise not. Veda Pramana. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Bhagavat kahe. He doesn't say it in my opinion. Nowadays it has become a very good fashion. I think in my opinion. Without knowing his own value, he gives his opinion. He does not know that he is imperfect. He is imperfect in his senses, he is liable to commit mistake. He is illusion and he is a cheater. Everyone knows that how I am cheating the other party, especially amongst businessmen when there is contract. So each one is trying how much I have cheated. So this cheating, vipralisa, is one of the qualifications of the conditioned soul. Brahma pramad vipralisa karanapata. So a person, a prized person in the line of the cyclic succession, he does not speak by his own authority. Immediately he will go from the basic literature to support his proposition. So Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Bhagavato kahe. He doesn't say that I say or in my opinion. No. Bhagavato kahe taha paripurna chale. Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale. Bhagavato kahe taha paripurna chale. Tahajat Bhagavat says, that was the Srimad Bhagavat in fine, in the introductory portion, Vasudev says, dharma prodhita kaitava astra. Astra, Srimad Bhagavat, kaitava dharma, prodhita. Kaitava means cheating. Cheating type of religion is completely kicked out. Prodhita. Pakrishna Rupena Ujjit. Just like we sweep over the floor and throw away the dust, just to make the floor very clean. The Srimad Bhagavatam, just to make it very clean from the cheating type of religious system. It is written by Vasudev. Religion means that jato bhakti ado khaje. This is religion. Here it is said. Savai bunga paro dharma jato bhakti ado khaje. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddha or Jaini or so on. There are so on, hundreds. But the taste is jato bhakti adho khali. By that, you have developed your love for God. That is what. It doesn't matter. It's like, if you want to be a mathematician, so you may pass from any university, Calcutta University or Delhi University or London University, any university, mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4 everywhere. It is not that in Calcutta University 2 + 2 = 5 and in London University 2 + 2 = 3. No, everywhere 2 + 2 = 4. Similarly, Atma means obedience to the laws of God. That is all. Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim, whether you accept God as the supreme authority, and whether you abide by the laws of God, then you are dharmic. Otherwise, it is cheating. If there is no conception of God, if one does not know what is God and what is the order of God, then that type of religion is cheating religion, and that kind of religion is completely thrown out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Prithivite ase jato, Prithivite jasi tu dharma name chole. Chole means it is passing on in the name of religion, but it is not religion. Because religion without conception of God, what is the meaning of that religion? If there is religion, that is not paradharma, that is aparadharma. Aparadharma. Just like sometimes we take deva dharma, samaja dharma, griya dharma, and so many things. So deva dharma, nationalism. So now you are in this country, suppose in India. Next life, because you have to change your body, next life it may not be that you have taken birth in India. You might have taken birth in the heavenly planet or in the animal society, because there is no guarantee. Krishna says, "Tatha dehantara prapti." That means change of the body. So what kind of body you are going to accept, that will depend on the superior arrangement. But you can arrange also, just like if you pass medical examination, there is possibility of your becoming a medical officer to get a service in the government, medical service board. But still, it must be selected by the medical board and so on. So there are so many conditions. Similarly, to get the next body, that is not your selection. That selection depends on superior authority. Karmana daiva netrena janta deha upapatti. That we do not know. The next life, neither we endeavor what is next life. We have to accept the next life after giving up this body. Therefore, we must be prepared for that purpose. So, preparation means, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janti Deva Vrata Devan. If you prepare yourself to go to the higher planetary system, Chandralok, Sudyalok, Indralok, Sarvalok, Brahmalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, there are so many. Unless, if you want to go there, then you prepare in that way. Janti Deva Vrata Devan. Pitri Janti Pitri Vrata. If you want to go to the Pitri Loka, you can go there. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, in the Deva Loka, you can go there. And if you want to remain here, you can remain here. And if you want to go to the Loka, Goloka, Vrindavan, Madhyadinopi Janti Maham, you can go there. Back to home, back to Godhead. That is possible. Krishna says, Taktadi Hang Punajanma Naiti Mameti. If you like, you can go back to home, back to God. That is possible. So therefore, the intelligent person, they must know, if I go to the Devaloka, what is the result of going there? If I go to the Pitri Loka, what is the result? If I remain here, what is the result? And if I go back to home, back to God, what is the result? The ultimate result is that if you can go back to home, back to Godhead, then Krishna says, what is the result? The result is, taktati hang punarjanmanaiti. Then you don't get birth again in this material world. So that is the highest gain. Punarjanmanaiti, mameti. Mamupeta kaunteya dukkhalayama sasatam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna. Sansiddhim paramāna. That is highest perfection. Therefore here it is said, savai pungsāṁ paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. So if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then jato bhakti adhokhaji, you have to adopt this means, bhakti. Vaktyāmāma vijānāsi jāvānjasyāmi tattata. Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, cannot be understood by karma, jnana, yoga. No process will be sufficient to understand Krishna. Therefore, you have to take to this process as recommended by Krishna. Bhaktyamama vijanati, javana jasyami tattvata. Therefore, we do not indulge in Krishna's lila unless it is performed or it is executed by the devotees, not professional man. That is forbidden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never indulged. Because the subject matter of Krishna can be understood only by the process of bhakti. Yato bhakti yadho khaje. Without bhakti, it is not possible. The bhakti process one has to adopt if he actually wants to go back home, back to God. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Our movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is educating people how to become advanced in devotional service and how to go back home, back to Godhead. And this is not a very difficult task. It is very easy. If it is not easy, how the Europeans, Americans are now taking seriously. Because they, I think, at least before 10 years, before the starting of this movement, most of them they did not know what is Krishna. Now, they are all devotees of Krishna. Even the Christian priests, they are surprised. In Boston, one Christian priest, he admitted that these boys, they are our boys, coming from the Christian group or the Jewish group. So before this movement, they did not take care even to see us or to ask any question about God, to come to the church. They completely neglected. Now, how it is that man after God? They are surprised. Why? Why have they have become so? Because they have taken to the process. The process is important. Simply speculation, bhakti is not theoretical. It is practical. Jato bhakti radhokhaje. If you want to get to the bhakti process, it is not speculation. You must actually engage yourself in the process. Jato bhakti radhokhaje. That process is Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakham Atmanivedanam. This is nine different. Anesthita Suti Yatana Tanuvanava Nobhi. Simply by hearing, you remain in your place. There is no need of changing your place. If you are a businessman, do your business. If you are a medical man, remain your medical profession, a lawyer, whatever it may be. That is the recommendation of Brahma and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sane sthita sutivatan tanuvang manohi. If we hear sutivatan, if we receive the message of bhakti, then you can remain in your place. But if you hear and try to implement it, employ it in practical life, then one day the Supreme Lord, whose another name is Ajita, he will be able to conquer. Jitopas. These are the recommendations in the Shastra. So, this is first class of superior dharma. Everyone can accept it, simply hear. And that hearing process is also made very easy. This chanting, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you chant and hear. Anywhere you can do it. You sit down in your home or in your office, in your factory, underneath a tree or anywhere. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And you can hear. This process will make you advance in everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his benediction. Iha haite sarva siddhi haive tuma. By this chanting and hearing of Hare Krishna mantra, all perfection you will get. It's very easy. Therefore, our request is that whatever you may be, in whatever position you may be. It doesn't matter. Sane sita. Just sit down together with the family members and chant Hare Krishna. It is very easy. Nobody can say it is very difficult. And if it is difficult to chant, then it should be understood that we are most unfortunate. Itadisi kipatavo bhagavan mamasi viddaiva yudhisamiha janinagudar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that nāmnāmakāri bahudā nijasatva-sakti tattrāpita niyamita smarane natāla. The Lord's holy name is as powerful as the Lord Himself. Nāvindattāda-nāvanāmi. This is the Shastric injunction. There is no difference between Krishna's name and the Krishna person, because Krishna is absolute, advaita-tattva, advaita-jñāna. So, he has descended in this age. Kali-rupe-nāma-rupe-krishna-avatā. This nāma, Hare Krishna, is the sound incarnation of Krishna. Don't think it is ordinary sound, Hare Krishna. Therefore, Narottam-dās Thakur has done Golokera premadhana hari nama sankirtana. Rotina janmila kanotar. This sound vibration is coming. This is transcendental sound. It is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. It is not this mundane sound. Just like you in radio you receive sound from other places. Similarly, this sound is received, released from the Vaikuntha, Golokera Premadhan. So, the sound vibration, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives it to the people in general. He says that his name, holy name, is as powerful as Krishna. Nam nama kari bhavada nidha. Nijasattva sakti tattrāpita. And niyamita smaranena kāla. And to smarane, to hear and chant, there is no particular time. Just like Gayatri Mantra and other things, you have to chant in a different atmosphere, three times Sri Sandhya, after taking bath. There are so many rules and regulations. But this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can chant anywhere and everywhere at any time without any regulations. Niyamita smarane nakala. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regrets the etadisi tavatipa bhagavan mahi. My Lord, you are so merciful upon me. But still, the daiva is the samiha, janina anurāda. I am so unfortunate that I am reluctant to chant this Hare Krishna. So, our this moment is teaching very simple thing, that whatever you may be, wherever you may be, there is no expenditure, there is no loss. You chant Hare Krishna. This is our moment. So, the ladies and gentlemen who are present here, kindly take this instruction of the Shastra, then you become situated in the transcendental first class system of religion. Savai pansang parvo dharma jato bhakti radhukkaj. Ahuituki apusirta. Ahuituki. But don't chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with any moti. That is not good. Even if you chant with moti, that will take little time to become pure devotee, but better without any moti. As a matter of duty, you chant regularly. Ahuituki. apradihata, then there will be no hindrances. You will make progress without any hindrances. Ahituti apradihata. And then you will be pleased. Jeno atma sampradihata. Then you will finish transcendental bliss. Krishna Dattvanamadhyanam, Bhava Mahadav, and all the blazing fire of this material world will be extinguished. Bhava Mahadavan, here in this material world, it is compared with Davagni. Davagni means the forest fire. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest, but it takes place. Similarly, however possessive he may be, it cannot make this material world without Davagni. That is not possible. Davagni will continue. Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiya Jale. Natanda Saguna Sar. The material world is such that it is just like a blazing fire. Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi here, everyone. Even the Prime Minister, even the President, very opulently situated, but all is full of anxieties. Very too much anxieties. So, if you want to be Jayatma Samprasidati, then you must take to this process, this Bhakti Yogam, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. There are so many different items, and the most important item is Savanam. We can sit down, family members, and we can read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and hear and chant Hare Krishna, very easy. That we want to introduce every home. That is our only request. That in whichever position you are, it doesn't matter. You simply begin this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and reading a Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't try to be utkar in interpreting. That is very dangerous. Ustavi is not good. Simply try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavan says, Matta Paratanam Nanna Kintijasti Dhananya. My dear Rajan, there is no more superior authority than me. Yes, that's all. You haven't got to interpret foolishly. No, then you are gone. Then you become condemned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He says, Amaratai Guru Haiya Taro Yai Desh. Yai Desh, just like Srinna is here. So I request, Dr. Shukla is here. It doesn't matter that you have to go out. You are in Aligarh, you become a guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How shall I become guru? I am Grihastha, I am engaged this. No. You haven't got to learn very much to be papta. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna hoj. That's all. You simply decide what Krishna has spoken. Then you become guru. If you want to manufacture something and show some magic, then you do not become guru. You see, if you simply repeat what Krishna has said. Krishna said, Manmana Bhavavad Bhakta Madhyadi Mag Namaskuru Mamiva Shasi Asangsayam. What is difficult? You can say all the same thing. Sir, you always think of Krishna. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavavad Bhakta. You don't say that you think of me. That is rational now. You say that you think of Krishna. Krishna says, Manmana, but you don't say Manmana. You say Krishna. Krishna. You are a saint of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad. You just become a devotee of Krishna. You just worship Krishna. Madhyaji. And they offer little obeisances to the Lord. These four things. Even a child can do. And you can preach. You can become guru. Very difficult. Everyone. Hamar Adgai Guru Hai Ataro Hai Yes. Jare Dako Tare Kaha Krishna. So you become a guru. Don't manufacture ideas. Jeno Atma Samprasidati. Is there any difficulty? No difficulty. The Bhagavad Gita explains everything very nicely. How to become Krishna conscious. How to worship Krishna. How to understand Krishna. Everything explained there very lucidly. So people can take it very easily and then he will be perfect. Then he will not come. Mamupista Kauntiya Dukkhalaya Masas. It's very easy. So take it very seriously. That is our propaganda. We don't manufacture anything, any jugglery of war, any magic or any new ideas of God. These nonsense things we do not do. We simply carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we simply repeat Krishna Bode. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness only. You can take it and also you can do it. You can also become guru. That we want. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Any question? If there is any question, you can put.
If you want to ask a question, then you can ask a question.
Akhaja. O-A-I-U, then at the end, kya. The beginning from A and kya, up to the end of kya, akha. So, we manufacture.
Maharaj, deviyon ka ye nivedan hai vinamraj se. Jaise bhi hindi aap bolte hain, unki samjh aayegi, hindi mein uttar dein.
Achha. P-O-I-U, ka, up to kha. Ye jo aksar hai, kha se shuru karke kya hota hai. Iska naam hota hai akha. Aur ye aksar se hum log jo katha janm dete hain, yehi sab aksar se janm hota hai. Uska naam hai akhaja. Aur ek shabd hai akha ka arth hota hai aankh. Aankh indriya hai. Hamara sab indriya hai, aankh hai, haath hai, pair hai, jiva hai. Isme bhi sab gyan ka janm hota hai. Usko bhi kaha jata hai akhaja. Ye dono prakar ki jo akhaja gyan hai, iska upar adhakrita. Adhakrita akhaja gyanam jatra. Iska naam hai akhaja. Ye sab kaam se chalega nahi. Yo, hum apna indriya se bhagwan ko dekh lenge, bhagwan ko samajh jayenge. कि हम वर्ड जगरेडी करके भगवान को समझ जाएंगे, इससे बहुत ऊपर है वो. इसीलिए उसका नाम है अखजा, अधोखजा, अधक्कता अखजम ज्ञानम यात्रा. दैट मीन्स और इंग्लिश आ जाता तो इसका अर्थ यही होता है. जो जो प्राकृत नियम है, प्राकृत नियम से भगवान को समझने के जो प्रयास, ये वृथा है. भगवान को समझना चाहिए भगवान जैसे बताते. अब कोई धनी व्यक्ति है, आप सोचते रहिए ये व्यक्ति इतना धन का मालिक होगा, करोड़ रुपया का होगा, कोई बोलते नहीं नहीं इतना नहीं, और उसका मन बहुत धन है 10 करोड़, कोई बोलते नहीं नहीं इतना, केवल 10 लाख। ये स्पेकुलेशन से वास्तविक वो धनी व्यक्ति का क्या परिस्थिति है आपको समझ में नहीं है। और अगर वो एक शब्द बता दें तो देखो जी हमारे पास 10 लाख रुपया है, काम हो गया। तो इसी प्रकार आप भगवान का अगर स्पेकुलेशन करेंगे तो जन्म जन्मांतर में भी नहीं समझ सकेंगे। और भगवान खुद जो बताते हैं जैसे भगवद गीता में मत्त परतरम नान्य किंचित अस्ति धन अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत्त सर्वं प्रवर्तते अहम आदि ही दीवारा सर्वधर्मा। इस प्रकार से अगर समझे तो जल्दी होगी। इसलिए भगवान का नाम है अधोक खजा। डोंट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड बाय दिस मेटीरियल एक्सपीरियंस और सेंस परसेप्शन। इंद्रिय ज्ञान से भगवान को समझने के लिए प्रयास न कीजिए, उसमें कुछ लाभ नहीं होगा। तथापि तेजैव पदाम्बुजद्वयम् प्रसाद देशानुगृहीत एव जानाति तत्त्वम्। भगवान की कृपा से ही भगवान को समझ जाए समझे जाएगा। नाम आत्मा प्रवचन न लभ्य न मेधया न बहुना स्तुति। ये वैदिक वचन है जो बहुत प्रवचक ये कथावाचक बड़ा भारी कथावाचक, उससे भगवान को नहीं समझ जाएगा। न बहुना स्तुति न बहुत पढ़े लिखे हैं नहीं वो भी नहीं। बोलो भगवान जिसको कृपा करेंगे तो भगवान किसको कृपा करेंगे? जो भक्त होगा, भगवान का नाम है भक्त वत्स, भगवान का कहीं नाम नहीं है ज्ञान वत्स, जोगी वत्स, कर्म वत्स, भक्त वत्स। तो भगवान को भक्ति से बस कीजिए, जैसे जसोदा माई भगवान को बस किया। जो दुनिया जिसको देख कर डरते हैं वो भगवान दशरथ माई की छड़ी देख करके रो रहे, ये भगवान के भक्त वत्सलता है। ये भक्त उनको बस में ला सकते हैं।
भक्ति का थोड़ा सा स्वरूप
भक्ति तो बताया कि श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु, भगवान विष्णु का विषय है, भगवान कृष्ण का विषय है, श्रवण कीजिए भगवद गीता जैसे भगवान खुद बता रहे हैं उसको सुनिए। श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु, फिर श्रवण करके स्मरण कीजिए, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम भगवान सेवा में निजुक्त है ये पाद सेवनम। इसी प्रकार नौ प्रकार प्रोसेस है, उसमें 9 लीजिए 8 लीजिए 7 लीजिए कम से कम 1 लीजिए तो उसमें आपका काम बन जाएगा। ये जो श्रवणम केवल आप श्रवण कीजिए, जैसा महाराज परीक्षित श्री विष्णु श्रवण परीक्षित उनका अंतकाल हुआ तो बड़े बड़े ऋषि लोग सब सुना दिया महाराज ऐसे कीजिए ऐसा कीजिए ऐसा कीजिए, और सुखदेव को सहन आप केवल श्रवण कीजिए, बैठ बैठ के सुना केवल उनकी मुक्ति हो गई। श्रवण श्री विष्णु श्रवण ही परिस्थित अभवत वैयास की कीर्तन, और वैयास की सुखदेव को स्वामी केवल भागवत कीर्तन किया वो भी परफेक्ट हो गया। श्रवणम कीर्तन प्रहलाद महाराज केवल स्मरण किया, उनके पिताजी सब समय उनको परेशान करते रहे वो भगवान का स्मरण करे और क्या करे बेचारी 5 वर्ष का बालक है, तो उसमें परफेक्शन हो गया। श्रवणम कीर्तनम स्मरणम पाद सेवन, लक्ष्मी जी भगवान का पाद सेवन किया और पितु महाराज अर्चन किया, पितु पूजन है और हनुमान जी केवल दास के पिया, जो भगवान बोले उसके पिया। न वेदांत तो जानते हैं, ना पढ़ लिखा है, तो जंतु है, क्या कर सकते। दास है हनुमान, उनका परफेक्शन हो गया। और सबके अर्जुन, अर्जुन भगवान से मित्रता किया, उनको परफेक्शन हो गया। तो कोई भी ये जो नवदा भक्ति, हाँ अक्षुर तब अभिमंदन है, ये तो सब है। तो इसी प्रकार नौ प्रकार की विधि है, जो उस नौ लीजिए, आठ लीजिए, सात लीजिए, कम से कम एक लीजिए, फिर आपको जीवन सफल हो जाएगा।